Chapter 26. As the dust settled from the air, the desert became a forest of trees, ferns, and giant club mosses. Where the spire had fallen, a hole in the haze opened into a blue liquid sky. It appeared watery and still, and Han felt as though he were looking up through the bottom of a lake. He could see a tall mountain rising along one shore, and every once in a while, he thought he saw a face ripple past, as huge as a cloud. Then the haze closed in again, and Han remained alone. He began to rush through the fungi forest, calling for his lost wife and his best friend, searching for the spot where they vanished, where they had no doubt sacrificed themselves to stop yet another evil from entering the galaxy. And for what? Luke and Leia had spent their entire lives fighting. Why? To defend a government that had turned its back on the Jedi Order? To bring peace to a galaxy that valued it too little and would never have it? Han shook his head. No. Luke and Leia had devoted their lives to one thing: fighting the power of the dark side. It was that simple. Wherever the dark side rose, whenever the Sith had dared show themselves, there Luke and Leia had rushed, never hesitating, never flinching. It had been their destiny to shepherd the galaxy into a new era of hope, and not once had they shrunk from that calling. Now that destiny would pass to someone else. Because Luke and Leia were gone, Han understood that. They had become one with the Force, and Han expected that he would be joining them soon. He wasn't sad or frightened, or even sorry. He just wanted to hold Leia's hand one more time, to look into her brown eyes and see her smile again. Then it occurred to Han that he might be dead already, or dead again, or still dead. In this place, it was hard to know. He stopped walking and turned in a circle, searching for some sign of Leia or Luke, for some hint that he would not spend eternity without them. He saw nothing but green fronds and ivory pillars streaked with brown, smelled nothing but the muskiness of the forest, heard nothing but the shadows whispering around him, offering to help, aching to devour him. Han dropped to his knees.
"Oh, Leia," he said. "I wish I could have gone with you."
Leia drifted in agony and ecstasy, nowhere and everywhere, an amorphous mass of self-awareness bound together by will and desire. She saw her body below, a whirling ball of golden radiance still tumbling across the desert, so hot that in its wake it left a trail of flaming thorn brush. Her enemies, she could no longer recall their names, had disintegrated into smoke and ash. But her brother's body stood about 20 meters from her own, still reeling and so bright she could barely look at him. Leia could not recall his name either. She knew she should remember, but she could feel herself dissolving into the Force, becoming one with it. And in this strange place, as she vanished, so did her past, and her treasured memories grew impossible to hold. That frightened her. It shouldn't have, she knew. Becoming one with the Force was the fate of every Jedi who served it. But she could not help feeling there was something she had left undone, something that should not be forgotten, someone she could not abandon. Not yet. But who? She was finding it difficult to bind her own essence together, to recall even her own identity, let alone someone else's. Then a familiar voice spoke her name, and she remembered. Han.